USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is urging all Americans to continue taking precautions, including wearing masks, to prevent the spread of coronavirus.
I urge all Americans to continue to socially distance, wash your hands, wear a mask when you cannot avoid crowded places, and to protect the elderly.
The president telling reporters that includes states where the virus is considered as being under control. He says there are 18 states where the positive test rate is now under 5%. Now tropical storm Isaias is moving rapidly northward along the eastern seaboard after making landfall in North Carolina last night as a Category 1 hurricane. The storm now expected to bring torrential rain and flood risks along the mid-Atlantic states today, possibly impacting the nation's capital. Tornadoes are also possible. And this is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with health care costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 27 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Between the coronavirus pandemic and the riots in the streets of America growing out of demonstrations against racial injustice and police brutality, more and more Americans are looking to buy guns. CNN reports the FBI completed nearly 4 million firearm background checks in June, the highest ever recorded in a single month. The agency performed over 17 million checks between March and July. That was 12 million over the same period last year. President Trump says he wants to help communities in rural areas. He spoke at the White House yesterday.
Furthermore, I am directing the Department of Agriculture, Department of Health and Human Services, and the Federal Communications Commission to form a task force that will break down barriers to expanding rural health care.
While the two White House contenders are pretty much known, primary elections are still scheduled today in 5 states, Michigan, Kansas, Arizona, Missouri, and Washington State. USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
The Vatican is denying reports that former Pope Benedict is seriously ill. The 93-year-old is said to be overcoming a painful case of shingles. The update coming after a newspaper in Italy quoted a source as saying that Benedict looked extremely frail during a recent visit. Dwayne The Rock Johnson is the new primary owner of the XFL. The former professional wrestler confirming the purchase on Twitter. It's reportedly worth $15 million. Johnson says he's excited to create something special for the fans. The White House says President Trump is planning to visit the Whirlpool facility in Clyde, Ohio on Thursday. It would be the president's first visit to Ohio since the ongoing coronavirus outbreak started. It'll be his 16th trip to the state overall. The president's expected to tour the plant and talk about his administration's support for the manufacturing industry and American-made products. Twitter could lose as much as $250 million after revealing a complaint from the Federal Trade Commission. The complaint alleges the social media giant used information from security questions of users to target advertising at them. The FTC says that violates a 2011 consent order. And another record close for the NASDAQ after a good start to the week on Wall Street. The NASDAQ was up 157 yesterday. It closed at 10,902. The Dow gained 236. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.